the message tonight as we take a look from Hosea about this amazing God. Hosea chapter 13, if you have your place there, and we're going to stay right there for a little while and look at the amazing God that we have the privilege of serving here tonight. Hosea chapter 13, beginning in verse number 9. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities, and thy judges of whom thou saidest, give me a king and princes. I gave thee a king in mine anger, and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, and the wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. Our Father, we thank you so much tonight for the wonderful privilege we have to look in the Bible and see how amazing our great God is. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your love for your people. Thank you in every situation of life. You have demonstrated how amazing the love of God is. And I pray tonight that you would bless this time together. I thank you for those who've been able to come here for church tonight. And I pray you'll minister to our hearts in a very special way. I pray you'll take the thoughts you laid upon my heart. And I pray that you'll help me to display them tonight in a way that I trust will touch every man, woman, and young person here tonight, that we will certainly be amazed in the great God that we serve. Now cleanse me of any sin, empty me of self, fill me with thine Holy Spirit. You bless the preaching of God's holy word. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. About 26 years ago, I was doing something that I do every single day of my life as a Christian. I'm sure that most of us find time in our lives where we have what we call personal devotions. And personal devotions deal with prayer time, and it deals with the time of reading the Word of God. And I remember in 1992, I was having my personal devotions, which at that time included reading the Bible, several chapters of the Bible every day. I would start in Genesis and read through the Word of God, at least five chapters a day back in those days, and read it every single day. And I was reading through the book of Hosea at that time, and I came across a thought, a verse here that really stirred my heart that particular Saturday morning that I have never forgotten. In all situations, here it is 26 years later, I see situations, I saw them as a pastor for many years, I see situations now, and I never forget how God spoke in a very special way. Oftentimes you read through the Bible, the Old Testament was written for our example, and many times we will read through that, and we don't really pick up the context of what God is saying here. in the book of Hosea. Hosea was one of the 12 minor prophets. He prophesied during the time of the reign of the wicked king Jeroboam. Jeroboam was a king of the northern kingdom, which they did not have any king in the northern kingdom that was not wicked. So here is the man of God speaking to the people of God in a very difficult time in their lives. So here we find Hosea speaking to the people under the leadership of Jeroboam. Now, Ephraim, he says, was God's nation. I want you to get this. He's talking to God's people. What a wonderful privilege it is today as a child of God to be considered to be one of God's children. So we find in the Old Testament, he's speaking to Ephraim. Ephraim was God's nation, and they were having problems. Now keep in mind, they were living in very difficult times. So Hosea comes along, and there's several things he's doing in his prophecy. First of all, in this passage in chapter 13 and 14, he reminds them of something we ought to be reminded of all the time. That is, how good God is. He lays that out to them. He says, Ephraim, I want you to remember something. I want you to look back at the times in your life when you realized you were God's nation. And you were facing God, serving God and honoring him. And then he says, I want you to understand that. He also tells them in this chapter, I want to warn you that when you go away from this God, what the consequences are. By the way, that has never changed. God has never ceased to be good, but God has always been a God who deals with his people who choose to go contrary to him. So we find here in this passage, and I want to give us some background here in this chapter. In the first two verses of chapter number 13, verse number 2, he says, and now they sin more and more. Then he says, I want to remind you, you've turned from serving God to serving idols. We say, how in the world could the people who saw God open the Red Sea and heard all the miracles, how could anybody ever turn from this God and start worshiping the gods made of man's hands? And he says, this is what took place here. You did that. You turned away from me. Then he says in verse number 4, a very beautiful verse, he says, yet I am the Lord God. From the land of Egypt, thou shalt know no God but me. For there is no Savior beside me. Now he's talking to Ephraim, who once knew God, now turned to idols. And he says, let me remind you of something. Hosea said, listen to me. From the time you came out of Egypt, when you needed to be delivered, God says, I was there. He says, as a matter of fact, there is no Savior beside me. Ephraim, realize something. Nobody delivers like me. But you've chosen idols. He goes on in this passage in verses 5 and 6. He tells them about the relationship they once had. He said in verse 5, I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. He said, remember when you were going through the wilderness? Remember that I rained down manna from heaven? Remember that when Moses struck the rock, when you were thirsty and water came out? Don't you remember that, Ephraim? I'm the same God, he says. The same God that gave you water, the same God that gave you food, the same God that took care of you. I'm that God. And yet you have forgotten me. And verses 7 and 8, he continues on. He said, I'm warning you, and he's warning them about the Assyrian invasion that was going to take place. These wicked Assyrians were going to come in, and they were going to invade God's people. And God says, I love you so much, I've sent Hosea to be able to share this with you. So he talks about what's going to happen. He says, therefore, in verse 7, I will be unto thee as a lion, as a leopard by the way will I observe thee. This is the same God that said, I gave you manna from heaven. I gave you water to drink. I took care of you in the drought. I'm the same God. He says, but when you forget me, I'm going to be like a lion. I'm going to be like a lion. He goes on in verse 8 and said, I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the call of their heart. And there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. I want you to picture this. Ephraim, God's nation, who knew the God in the wilderness, who knew the God that led him through the Red Sea, who knew the God that gave him manna from heaven, who knew the God as the true God, forgot God, found themselves in a bad situation. I mean, God has said, I've told you what I used to be. Remember the relationship we used to have. You've chosen to go away from me. And what he was literally saying to Ephraim, you know what you've done? You've taken something that's good and you made a mess of things. You've got yourself in as terrible of a situation that anyone could ever be. Ephraim, look what you have done to this God that loves you so much, took care of you. Look what you have chosen to do all by yourself. Not because God wasn't good. Not because he wasn't a great king. He was the best that you could ever have. And you chose by your own choosing to make a mess of your situation. You read through that and said, oh man, that, how could anybody ever do something like that? And then in the middle of that, he makes this statement that I want you to see tonight. Verse number 9. Here's the prophet crying out. Oh, Israel, look what you've done. Thou hast destroyed thyself. To turn away from God, to turn to idols, to forget God, to go your way instead of God's way, you made a mess of things. You, oh Israel, you have destroyed yourself all by yourself. And here's the thing that jumped out at me that I've never forgotten. In that same phrase, talking to a nation, to a people who had all by themselves forgotten the goodness of God and the mercy of God and the grace of God and the provisions of God, destroyed their lives by their own choosing. And he said this to them, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But in me is thine help. God, aren't you mad with me? I chose an idol over you. I chose a human king over you. I turned away from you. I did it all by myself. And I made a mess of my life. And God says through the prophet Hosea, yes, you have. You have destroyed yourself completely. But I want to remind you of something. In spite of that, in me is thine help. Did we say it?
Amen.
You just need to go back where you left off. I haven't changed. I still got mercy.
I still have grace. I still have love. And what jumped out, there's nothing I could ever do and get myself in such a bad situation that I can't look up and say, the God who loves me says, still in him. In him is my help. I've never forgotten that. I've never forgotten that when we make a mess of things, which we do all the time, sometimes we take our lives. I mean, those of us who sometimes know what is right, know what is true, know how God is, how good God is, we by our own choice turn away from the goodness of God and the mercy of God and the help of God and choose to do things our own way. And the end result is we make a mess of things. But let's never forget, he still says, in me who you chose to go away from, I'm thine help. I'm still all that you need. I give you what the idols can't give you. I give you what the world can't give you. I give you what you can't give yourself. In no situation have you ever got yourself in that I'm not your help. I'm your help. Now for a few moments, I want to speak and give you, take this passage and speak on the subject, when a child of God makes a mess of things. We may never turn to idols. We may never do some of the things that Ephraim did. But the example is, when I choose anything over the best things, I make a mess of things. It's sad so many people today follow this path, find out they made a mess of things, and try to find some other way to straighten it out. God says, pause for a second. I didn't push you there. I didn't force you there. I didn't send you there. By your own choosing, you chose what you wanted to do, how you wanted to do it, and made a mess of things. I could say you got what you deserve, and God could be justified. But he says, you've destroyed yourself. You made a mess of things. Look where it got you. But I want you to remember something. In me still is thine help. That helps me. It helps me to realize that God doesn't hold grudges. And I'm going to learn from this example. And by the way, at the end of the chapter, you find out Ephraim did not turn back to God. And everything he prophesied about Ephraim, they faced that. But God says, learn from this example. My child, find yourself wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever going through in life. Let's not forget, you chose to do that. That's your own choice. But I don't want you to ever forget that in me is still thine help. Now look, what is it that Ephraim did to make a mess of things? In verses 10 and 11, notice this. He said, I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? And thy judges, of whom thou saidest, give me a king and princes. I gave thee a king in mine anger and took him away in my wrath. You see, the first thing they did, they were faithless in sincere worship. You see, they had God as their king. I mean, he had demonstrated how good he was. And by the way, sometimes in this life, as God's people, he'll give us what we ask for. Even though it may not be the best thing for us, he'll let us have it. They had him as the king.
And instead of worshiping the true God in a very sincere way, they became very selfish. Two things that will drive us away from God: being selfish for what I want and being stubborn not to do what he wants.
But he's saying, in my selfishness, wanting what I want, in my stubbornness, not doing what he wants, I make a mess of things. But remember, my child, in me, don't forget it, in me is thine help.
Aren't you glad that God forgives selfish and stubborn people? A lot of times we get in trouble because we're selfish and stubborn. We're too stubborn to do what God wants us to do, and so selfish we always want to do what we want to do. And the end result is we always make a mess of things.
But the end result is, he says, in me is thine help. Not only did they were faithless in their worship, but they followed sinful ways. Verse 12 talks about the iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. You know what he's saying? He said Ephraim was so selfish, so stubborn, following the wrong ways. They were piling sin on top of sin and building it up and up till it got to a point where it was waiting. Get a hold of this. Waiting for the day that God was going to reward them for their sinfulness.
I mean, you can't be in a worse position until we've done so many things, until God is even fed up and has piled it up and said, I'm just waiting to the day where you're going to reap what you sow. He said, that's where you are, Ephraim. That's where you've gone. But remember this, in spite of that,
In me is thine help. You haven't gone so far where you don't have a way out. Amen. Wherever you are, whatever you've done, for whatever reason you've done it.
Hosea, tell him, Israel, you've destroyed yourself. Can't you see where it has led you? You may think if you're so far gone, there's no way out. You did it all yourself. You followed the wrong ways. But look up. Remember.
In me is your help. I got an answer for it. Don't forget where your help comes from. He goes on and he tells them how foolish they were when it came to spiritual wisdom. He said, he's like an unwise son. He gives an illustration of the birth of a child and how foolish their wisdom was. They had done foolish things. Of course, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. It's the will of God that we do things wise. They did things that was foolish. No wisdom at all. And he says, you become like an unborn child. If a child is in a womb and had enough wisdom to understand how dangerous birth is and all the complications of birth, they'll make a beeline to try to get to the open womb to get out quicker. But it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes birth travailing and travailing because the child has no way of knowing the wisdom that the best thing to happen is get out as quick as you can. And he says, Israel... Ephraim, you become that point in your life where you have done things with no wisdom whatsoever. You made poor decisions. You made poor decisions in your life. And sometimes poor decisions are often made by the wrong companionship, or it's made by sometimes we compromise things in our lives. And it always leads to a mess. But he says, you know what? Even if you made decisions with no wisdom that got you in a mess, I want to remind you something that'll help you. In me still is thine help. Aren't you glad that God forgives foolishness?
How many times we make foolish decisions because we're not wise. We don't do things we ought to. And it gets us in a very pitiful situation where it seems like we've gone contrary to God's word and contrary to God's will and contrary to God's way. And we end up making a mess of things and say, how did I get here? God says, it makes no difference if you weren't wise enough to figure out how to not to get there. Once you're there, just remember this. In me
is thine. They made a mess of things because they were foolish when it came to spiritual wisdom. And the end result is they forsook God's word, and it just got worse. And he went into chapter number 14, and he said this, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Down in verse number 9 in chapter 14. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein. Now, I don't know about you, but what I see in this passage is not the judgment of God, the punishment of God. I see his love. I see his mercy. I see his grace. And what I learned 26 years ago, if I mess up and end up making a mess of things, he's still my help. If I follow the wrong ways and I became selfish and stubborn and end up where everybody ends up some point in time making a mess of things, guess what? He's still my help. If I'm not wise enough to make the right decisions and I make unwise decisions, stay there a little bit longer than I should have. He says, in me is thine help. If I follow, forsake his word, and keep on going further and further down, he says, you make it worse and worse and worse. Just remember this, in me is thine help. 26 years ago, God spoke to my heart about that, and I've never forgotten it. And by the way, I've made some decisions that were foolish, but I found out something. In him is my help. And done some things. How many, you may not want to admit it, and I wouldn't either, with all these people in here. But in your own heart and mind, you think where you are tonight, I guarantee you there are at least a handful of people in here will say, you know what? I know how good God is. I know what he's done in my life. I know how he's provided for me. I've experienced his love and his mercy and his grace. But you know what? I've made some unwise decisions. And I've done some things out of selfishness and stubbornness. And you know what? Where it got me? I made a mess of things. A mess of things. A real mess of things. And I've tried to straighten them out. I've tried this. And I've tried that. Hadn't worked. But I'm glad to know when a child of God makes a mess of things, the loving, merciful, gracious God says what he's always said.
Ephraim, my child, you've made a mess of things by your own doing, by your own choice, what you wanted to do. But let me remind you who I am. In that mess in which you're in, I want you to look up and realize this. In me, not you, in me is still thine help. Let's bow our heads in prayer. I want you to think for a moment. We probably don't have any idol worshipers in here. But maybe tonight, you take an honest look and say, you know what? I've made some decisions in my life that just led to the wrong situations. And I'm so glad that there's a God in heaven that can look at my situation and say, my child, you've destroyed yourself. But I want you to remember something. In me is thine help. Let's stand together. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one looking around for just a moment. Our Father, I thank you for being not only the God who gave Israel manna from heaven, water out of the rock, led them as a pillar of fire at night, a cloud during the day. And they chose to forget you. And yet you were always there, saying, even after you've destroyed yourself, in me is thine help. I pray you look around this congregation here tonight, and maybe there's some men, women, young people here, find themselves in a bad situation by their own choosing. But they'll realize tonight that regardless of the situation, there's a God in heaven who says, in me is thine help. You speak to hearts as only you can. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.